This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you guys today. It's just me and Paulie, well, and our wives, Hannah and Megan, hanging out this morning. Thanks for being here, ladies. Really appreciate it. Nice to have our, it's comforting to see, look over and see you there.
Why are you looking at me?
You know, because after all these years, I still look
at
you.
Look at me lecherously?
I look at you lecherously, just like I did the first time I met you.
Yep.
Just the one big
feel it.
Just like a lech. Just like, holy smokes. That's nice, though. Isn't that a nice compliment? Don't you want your husband to look at you lecherously?
No!
Don't you?
Maybe,
always.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
No.
You don't want us to look at you like disgusting lecher. I said
not
so.
All the time.
Not all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah, it's true.
That's nice.
So the garage thing that happened yesterday. I don't understand what happened.
I was trying on bikinis. I'm.
We're going on a trip as a family to Hawaii.
Megan does that too, and I'm.
She walks around nude. And it's like, hey, so anyway, the insurance called, and I'm like, yeah, totally. And I always think in the back of my mind, if 16-year-old Woods could see you now, there's a nude woman in your bedroom.
Who is this woman?
That's what he says all the time.
That you just sit there, and you're like,
this is my life.
She's naked. Like, I used to dream of this day.
You're the LeBron James, and you're like, I can't believe this is my life.
I can't believe this is my life. Yeah. There's a nude woman in my bedroom, and you just... You sit there and you have to remember. But she's in there. She's like, can you believe what Bo's teacher said? And I'm like, I really can't. And she's nude. So yesterday, I don't know
I
where
do it all
she,
the time. I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. So you say again? I walk. We're at home alone. I think it's before we picked up Bo and took him to Gaga's house. So I'm looking for her. I'm walking around. And where the hell is she? So I walked out to the gym where she usually is. And she goes, oh, my God. And I go, what? What's happening? Why are you, like, covering yourself? She said, I'm trying on bikinis. I was like, so? I've seen you naked 1,000 times. She's like, different. Not like this. Not like that.
Different.
What?
Yeah,
is
thank
it
you.
Different?
No,
it's not.
It's very different.
Yes.
It hits in different places. It's so different. And you guys are animals.
Yes.
And don't care what any of it looks like anyway. Yes. So I don't know why
thank
we even
you,
care all
Megan.
That
much.
We really
yes,
don't.
Yes. If you go, well, it's not a good example for you. If you go with a bride shopping for a wedding gown, she's not going to come out in a gown that makes her look like it. Fat cow or whatever.
Right.
So she's not going to come out until she's like, this might be an option. It wasn't an option.
That bathing suit?
It was not an option.
It looked good.
None
though.
Of them were an option.
It looked really good. Whatever it was,
hard,
I was
man.
In.
It's just one of those things, especially bathing suits are super insecurity of mine. So like, I'm certainly not trying them on in front of anybody.
Have you seen me in a bathing suit? It is not the best thing ever.
It's not the same. It's Women are forced same. To wear like strings in places that you shouldn't have strings.
That's true.
And nowadays, like the butt coverage, I'm like, my butt's not something that specifically needs to be shown off. It's not,
right.
not my selling feature.
You're not going to do one of those, like, one.
Yes, like the bathing suits they wore at the hotel down.
Why do you look like you're so disgusting?
Yes.
At the Olympics. You're not going to wear one of those.
A one piece?
Yeah. In Hawaii?
Now I might.
Oh, I knew it. I shouldn't have said anything. I should have said I like that, and she would have come out in a bikini.
There's really sexy one pieces, though.
There are super sexy one pieces. But my
are
problem
there?
Is
sure
isn't,
there
my, isn't my midsection, so the one piece is not. You guys.
Are there?
They're all... Okay, don't even get me started.
Michael says, I'm folding like a beach chair. I absolutely am. I really, really am. Yeah, you don't want to see me in a... Like, I wouldn't wear a bikini. You know what? You just made a good point. If you made me put on men's bikini briefs, I would be...
Especially ones that you haven't...
It's true.
You haven't seen yourself in yet either.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm not sure what you're going to see.
I'm in board shorts, and it's still repulsive. But if I had to put on... If she's like, we're going to the south of France, you have to follow in the style and wear a bikini, I would walk out and be like, this is the worst day of my life.
Itsy bitsy teeny yellow.
Bonjour, guys.
Bonjour, everyone. Just standing there. Disgusting. All right. You just made it make sense in my head. That's all I needed. So I understand. But I thought you looked great from what I saw. It looked fantastic.
Terps is get Woods in the Borat suit.
Can you imagine that little skinny thing? Oh, it's so good. All right, Pauly, take us away, buddy.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
We got some brazen people, man. Jeffrey in the chat says he wore the pink Borat mankini on the strip in Vegas. You couldn't get me to do that for anything, man. Anything. Kurt says there's a guy that walks around Solana Beach. He may be about 80. No joke, he wears a thong. Yeah. Have you seen him before?
Yeah,
that's fantastic. All right, Paulie, take us away, buddy.
All right, we will get to your the O.J. Simpson movie that you sent over.
It's nuts.
Looks insane. We'll get to that shortly. First, I get it. We don't talk a ton of basketball. We'll jam it into the Rindle Report every now and again, and I understand there may be some Caitlin Clark fatigue, but did you see the I'm fascinated with the numbers behind her endorsements and her salary and all that. Did you see what she was offered by the big three?
I think I saw yesterday it was like 15 mil.
Dude, we talked about how Ice Cube, it leaked out, and Ice Cube was like, yeah, there's a spot for her if she wants it. They reportedly offered her over $15 million. That included her salary, team ownership, merchandise profits, and documentary stake. Now,
cool.
Remember, her salary in the WNBA, which is the highest level of women's professional basketball,
76?
It's like 75 grand.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
How do you turn that?
She's making $3.5 million a year through her Nike shoe deal that lasts 8 years. We talked about that the other day. It says here from TMZ Sports, the deal came with a $10 million salary over 2 years, which is certainly a massive increase.
Pay bump there.
A percentage of team ownership, half of merch revenue, and a stake in a big three documentary with a seven-figure advance totaling at least $15 million. She probably didn't grow up thinking, I hope I can make it to the big three.
Right.
But things change, and you're like, damn, that's a lot of money to turn down.
You know, and I do feel like if you took that deal from the big three for a couple of years or whatever, you can...
WNBA's still going to be there for you.
WNBA's going to be there for you. But I bet you there's a part of her that feels it's her responsibility to help grow the Women's National Basketball Association.
Like, how tough of a decision do you think that was to turn down that money and say, no, I'm playing the WNBA?
You know, probably not very. You know why? At the end of the day, she's a basketball player first. And I think it's like me, man. If I was good enough to play in the big leagues for $1 million or go play in a completely different league that was a bit of an upstart for $3 million, I'm going to the big leagues. I'm sorry, I would. Yeah. I think everybody that knows me knows I would go to the big leagues to play in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
You know, it was like when I was a kid, the USFL stuff was happening and different football leagues, and good players were coming out and like, I'll take the money. And that makes sense in a game like football where you're...
nothing is guaranteed.
It could be nothing guaranteed, and you get one play, and you're done?
Yeah.
I actually understand a little bit more. Basketball, I think she feels a responsibility to play in the WNBA and help grow the league.
The sport,
and
I think
she's going to.
Yeah.
No offense at all to Ice Cube. I love Ice Cube, guest of the program. but You know, I think...
And thinking back from when she was a child, yes. That has probably been her dream.
WNBA, period. That's it.
You know, yeah. I don't know that you take another route knowing that you could eventually get there when you have
what
you've always wanted right in front of you.
Yep. It's fairly refreshing to see.
Yeah,
you know, it's fairly refreshing to see. And
Seems like she's got a good head on her shoulders.
She does. I commend her for that very much. So good for her. That's awesome. And good for Ice Cube for realizing, too, like, hey, this is a smart move for their league as well.
Now, we are all baseball fans. I think I love college baseball. I don't watch a ton of it.
I do, too. I wish I watched it more.
You got to be a pretty diehard to go to baseball, college baseball games, to watch college baseball games. Like, that means you are in it. audio, or if you're watching us on our stream, some funny video. An LSU fan was in attendance. He was sitting in the left field bleachers, I believe. 109 mile per hour home run was hit, and it hit him right in the forehead.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. And this guy is a sight. The audio is amazing.
I mean, it was on a rope, and you know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years, and I was like, okay, now's my time.
Yeah,
I got one coming.
That's a shot.
Hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Beamed off my dome, and here we are. I've got a nice little goose egg.
Can we see it?
Oh, well, I mean, if you want to.
Oh my God.
It don't feel good.
It split him open a little bit.
He got housed, dude.
It felt like every bit of 109 mile an hour fastball. home run ball, yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No. Skipped over the fence, but Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came and tossed me their toss ball that they do in between innings. So he tossed it to me.
He got the ball.
I guess probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me. And maybe kiss my Bobo.
Dude,
it's incredible.
What a legend. That ball hit him. There it is again.
Bam, right in the side of the
Growing up, that was like one of my biggest fears, like as a baseball sibling.
Balls going hitting
to
your
my
forehead.
Games. Still is. Not even. Temple.
Temple.
Like Simon Birch. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No, people die, though, that way.
Yeah.
It's happened.
Yeah. Ashley Judd did die that way.
Ashley Judd.
In the movie.
Oh, in the movie. I was like, I was just unaware of that.
Yeah.
I missed out on that. Yeah, it hurts getting hit in the face, which is why I scream at our little leaguers to pay attention, because it doesn't feel good when a ball hits you in the face.
Oh, is that why you scream at them?
That's why I scream. What do you think? I mean, I'm trying to get them to pay attention.
I thought it was the freeway was why you had to scream.
Also, the freeway is a huge, huge part of it.
I do remember somebody made a comment in the chat yesterday when we were talking about that story. Like, if it's a rush hour, it's 4:30, 5 o'clock when you're practicing, isn't everybody just stopped on the freeway?
It's probably quiet. It's loud.
It's loud.
It's loud.
It is.
It's loud.
It's loud all the time.
Super loud.
All right. Finally, let's get to this O.J. Simpson movie. Now, there's been a ton of documentaries, TV shows, movies about the trial, the murders, everything. But apparently, there's a movie in the works that's about what if O.J. is actually innocent?
What if he didn't do it?
He may have actually been innocent.
Right.
And they're writing it, they're putting it together, and they wanted one Owen Wilson to star in this movie. And it says here, Owen Wilson was perfect for the role. I actually had a meeting with him in Santa Monica. Everybody loved the script. His agent wanted him to do it. We offered him $12 million, but at the end of the lunch, Owen stood up and said, if you think I'm going to take the lead role in a movie about how OJ didn't do it,
Yes. You've
got to be kidding me.
Yeah, you must be out of your mind.
And he walked away. Now, they say they've got another actor who is spot on, perfect for the part, but they're not going to reveal who that is yet. They're hoping to complete the movie by October of next year, which would be the 30th anniversary is next year of the trial, the verdict, and all.
It's just crazy.
You want it to align with the anniversary.
Yeah, right? It's a satirical, it's satire, but it's there was an attorney, Douglas McCann, and he got way into the weeds with the, hey, listen, maybe, and I told you guys when we talked about OJ when he died,
yeah,
I read a book called OJ is Guilty but Not of Murder. And it was the whole premise of it was that his son, Jason, was responsible and that OJ was guilty for covering it up covering his, you know, his son. His son was in love with Nicole. It was all, it was, now listen, I read the book and I went, huh, wow, that's, didn't think about that at all. And I'm not going to say I really believed it, but it certainly presented an interesting difference. And so to see this, it is, it's crazy though that Owen Wilson was like, you can give me $12 million. I'm not playing that role. I don't want to be known as the guy, even though it's a movie. It's like, you can always defend it, but like, I was acting.
Do you think he stayed for the whole lunch?
Right? Like, listen to that pitch. But I'm sitting there going, but you're just acting. Like, you play, people play violent abusers. They play drug addicts. They play, you know, figures in history that weren't great.
Isn't Owen Wilson an absentee father? So this is where he draws the line.
Oh.
Ooh. I'm just wondering.
I wasn't.
I'm curious. I don't know enough about this movie. He obviously wasn't going to play OJ.
No, he's playing the attorney, the district attorney or whatever. But he just said, I'm not doing this.
He said he's going to star in it. It's a movie about OJ. Huh?
It's crazy though. Like, it's crazy that he. I mean, those are the principles, and he's like, I don't want to be known for. I don't want to be known as the guy that, even though it's a satire, it's like they're being satirical about it. It's interesting. It's an interesting artistic choice that he made. Thank you, Paulie, for the Rindle Report.
Hey, you're welcome.
We've got Parker McCollum tickets to give away. You want to do that here? Solicit. Don't we have another pair of Padres tickets, too?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a nightmare.
Let's give away the concert tickets now.
All right, let's give away Parker McCollum tickets.
And we're still on track. I'm just making sure we're still good with Jake Cronenworth. About 9:30, 15 minutes from now.
All right, call now for a pair of tickets to Parker McCollum at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater on October 25th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, 833-288-0973. We will hook you up with those. Right now, the third caller.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got a lineup out for our beloved San Diego Padres. 12-10, first pitch today in Coors Field, trying to take 3 of 4. God, I want 3 of 4 so badly. It's just doesn't really matter. It's not a must-win game, but it just feels. Also, Ben's out tomorrow, and it's just more fun to come in and talk about a win on a Friday. You know, you're just in a better mood. The lineup is out. Xander Bogaerts is back, or continues to stay in the top of the order, playing second base. Fernando Tatis Jr., Jake Cronenworth, who will join us any minute now, playing first base. Very kind of him on a day's in the lineup to come on the program. Jerickson Profar DHing, Ha-Sung Kim at short, Jackson Merrill in center field, Luis Camposano, Tyler Wade at third, and Sugar out in left field today, getting Profar off his feet. It's a big outfield there at Coors Field. They were talking about it. Adam Jones was talking about it yesterday. He's like, man, you hit a single through the hole. Like, that's a double. Like, it is a big outfield. And listen, so the Randy Vasquez is on the bump to take on the Colorado Rockies. Let's win this ball game today. Love the early run support last night. Let's keep that going. I can't wait to talk to Crony. We never really get to talk to him in season. I mean, we
just a couple of times.
He made the joke at spring training, like, oh, it's my one appearance a year. I'm like, well, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, he said he talked to Sammy before the first pitch game. He said, oh, if somebody spikes it, I'm gonna have to call in. Well, Ben spiked it,
and you didn't call in.
No call, no phone call.
That's true.
Maybe we pick his brain about that and ask him here, hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, what happened?
Open invite. You have carte blanche.
I did think.
He's seen what happens to the other guys that come on your show.
What happens to the other guys? They go on to throw no-hitters like Joe Musgrove?
Okay, that was one time. Right? Everybody else seems to self-destruct.
Well, and I...
finish top three in MVP.
Exactly. I don't know. Exactly.
I mean, you guys can point to those two things or you can look at the other stuff. You know, that's okay.
Crony's worst year he ever had was when he met Hannah at spring training and took a picture of her.
I agree.
It's her pinned tweet. It was the worst year. And I said to him, don't worry. She's not coming this year. You know what he said?
There's no chance he said that.
And now he's off to a really, really good start, you know, and hit the ball hard.
He texted me right after that. So bummed you're not here.
He did not. He didn't. Don't even put that out there. Because I've got psychopaths that believe that.
He didn't.
All right, so
we're going to go to break. I know we just went to break.
Yep,
sorry. When we come back, Jake Cronenworth, Padres first baseman, will join us from Denver, Colorado. And we have one more pair of Padres tickets to give away. Jesus, God.
Good Lord.
It has been just chaos today. If you would like to go to tomorrow night's Padres versus Phillies game, call now 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Our final pair of tickets for tomorrow night's game. When we come back, Jake Cronenworth.
Padres first baseman. Segment of Ben and Woods today on a Thursday. Benny on vacation, just me and Paulie and our wives holding it down today. This was not planned. As much as people want to think that it was, it wasn't. We asked for a Padre, and they gave us our pal, Jake Cronenworth. It's a rare treat that we get to talk to, Crony at the beginning of the season. We usually get him in spring training, and we'll say hi around the ballpark, but he joins us this morning. Right here on 97.3, the Fan. Padres first baseman Jake Cronenworth. Good morning.
Hey guys,
good to talk to you. How are you?
Doing well.
Well, I know you're in the lineup, so I certainly, as you always are, but I appreciate you joining us on a day where you know you need to get your work in. So it's very much appreciated. Do you believe in the announcer jinx? Because I think yesterday's offer was totally my fault when we announced you were coming on today.
Oh no! Is that why?
That's why. Yeah. No, you did it. You did everything right. I said, "Hey, we're having Crony on tomorrow. It'd be nice if he, you know, had a couple doubles or a couple RBI. Didn't hit into a double play. That'd be great." And then I watched the game and I went, "Oh my God, this is my fault." So you did not. Your process was right. The approach, the work you put in, was all good. It was totally on me.
No, I don't think it was on you. There's a guy who usually sits here in the front row, next to the on deck circle. And he wasn't here the first night, and I was looking for him, and I didn't get a hit. And then he showed up the second night, and I was like, no wonder I didn't get any hits. You weren't here. And then he showed up. I got three hits, and he wasn't here yesterday. But he's coming back today. So
who is this guy? He's a magician.
Padres fan? Rockies fan?
Yeah, is he a Padres fan?
No, he's a Rockies fan. He's been like a season ticket holder forever. But every time we come here, he always like yells at me. He's like, take it easy on us, Jake.
Oh, it's great.
He's awesome. He's such a nice guy. But I told him the other day, I said, no wonder I didn't get any hits. You weren't here. And he showed up, and I had three hits. But he's coming back today. So
Big day. Big day coming for Jake Cronenworth this morning. It's been, you know, listen, man, it's been fun watching you have a good start to your season. You're barreling the ball. I don't ever go search my name on Twitter. I would imagine for baseball players, do you go and look at, like, your Baseball Savant page and say, wow, my expected batting average is really high, or my barrel rate and all that? I know they have that info for you. Is that something you're into?
Yeah, I think, like, you know, every once in a while, you know, whether it's to kind of re-solidify what you're doing or, you know, just look at it and, like, be like, man, I'm actually, like, doing things really well right now, even though the results might not be there. Like, I'm doing the right things before the game. I'm doing the right things in the batter's box. I'm making the right decisions. It's just, you know, some days it's just not going my way and I'm lining out, you know, a couple times or, you know, three times in two nights. And, you know, I think it's always good to just look at it. It's reassuring, like, no, stay with what you're doing and, you know, keep going out there and having the at-bats you're going to have and good things are going to happen.
Yeah, baseball is so process-oriented. Are you – I don't know how superstitious you are. I mean, obviously you are. The guy that's sitting in the front row is going to get you knocks today. So now you've said it on the radio. We got to find this guy and maybe see if we can get him to Petco Park and you can win an MVP or something with him there. It's how superstitious are you?
Not that superstitious. I mean, I played hockey, so I have a little bit of that in me. But it's nothing crazy. Just like I always put my left sock on first and left shoe on. But I feel like that's just more routine at this point. I feel like everybody's kind of like that.
Yeah, that's OCD. My wife, Hannah, as you know, she joins us this morning. Hannah is here.
Who is that?
Did you have a question for Jay?
How's the new house?
It's great.
This is very uncomfortable. Probably just kill her mic. I wanted to ask you. I watch every second of every game. And I wonder to you, like, when you guys go and play in Coors Field, now that's three games in Coors. I don't want to rub salt in the wound here. Three games in Coors Field, nobody's gone yard yet. And are you like, when you go play in Coors Field, are you like, I got to get one out of here. I got to get that ball up in the air. Do you change? I know you probably don't do it consciously, but is there something to that, like probably hitting at Yankee Stadium? I got to yak one down the line. I have to get one out there. Do you change it at all?
No, I think some of the best days you have here is when you try to hit a, you know, similar like when we play at Petco. I mean, such a big place, you know, you got to play with a lot of line drives and keep the ball low. But I think, you know, when you come here, I think if you keep that same approach, you're probably going to have some more success because, you know, maybe that ball you just hit out a little bit out in front, you know, somewhere else, but you hit a little more out in front. Here's a homer or a double. I think it just gives you more space, room for error because the gaps are so big here.
They're so big, and a double at Coors Field is awesome. I always wonder, like, when I play golf in Arizona, I swing way too hard because I think, oh, this is going to go 330 in this dry air.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd rather try to miss in the air than on the ground here, but, you know, it's not one of those things you're like, I need to hit this ball in the air. I need to hit this ball in the air. No, I think it's just, you know, I think the more quality contact you can have here, 100% reaps the benefits.
Yeah, it's funny. We're talking to Jake Cronenworth. We talked to Adam Jones yesterday, and he said it's just such a big place. You know, a single turns into a double with these massive outfields there. Did you guys give rookie center fielder Jackson Merrill any grief at all last night for assisting that ball over the fence? I had to know this.
Not yet. unless somebody else has. I don't know. I haven't yet. That's a tough one, man.
So tough.
I don't want to get on the guy. He tried to make a great play.
He did.
I didn't even know where it hit on his glove. I don't know if it hit his palm or the top of his glove, but
he's been so good. I mean, he's been so good and playing a new position as somebody that's done that and been moved all around. I know it's for him. He looks pretty natural out there. What is your read on him? You know, at the plate and in the field this year so far.
Yeah, in the field, like, he's just getting more and more comfortable out there every day. You know, it's one of those things. It's not going to be this, you know, you're going to throw a guy out there right away just because he's a great athlete. You know, he's going to have success, but he's worked his butt off, and it just seems like he's getting more and more comfortable out there each night, and it's great to see because it, you know, when you got Toddy in right and Pro in left and him in center, you know, it's a pretty dang good outfield to cover some ground and with the speed he has also, and then. I mean, the at-bats, I mean, shoot, all year have been just outstanding. I mean, he competes his butt off and, you know, he puts the ball in play and puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And, you know, what he's been doing for us at the bottom of the lineup is, you know, probably one of the biggest things for us all year, why we've been so good on the offensive side of the ball.
Talking to Padres first baseman Jake Cronenworth this morning on Ben and Woods. Now, Jake, we talked to you at spring training. You're the first player we've talked to since the season started now.
Hey.
as fans, it feels like the vibes are different and better. I mean that in a good way than they were last year. From a player's perspective, how what is the feeling in the clubhouse so far this season? Is, you know, how has it been with Mike Schilt and just the vibes? They just seem better this year. From the fans' perspective, I'm curious about the players' perspective.
Oh, I mean, you hit it right on the head, man. I think it's been awesome. I think, you know, kind of what Schilty presented to the guys in spring training and the direction we wanted to go in with the staff and everything, and, you know, kind of letting the guys take it over from there and just kind of guiding us a little bit and into the season. Man, it's been awesome. I mean, it seems like everybody's pulling in the same direction every night. And, you know, I think the biggest thing you see is, you know, what we've done in the later innings of games, whether we're down or it's a tie game or we're up and we add some late runs. And, you know, I think the amount of big innings or quality at-bats that we've strung together in a row, you know, I think those are the things.
Whoa!
I wish you guys were here to see this. They're doing a science, technology, engineering, math day here, and they just blew up a trash can on the field with smoke everywhere. If that doesn't tell you the vibes are good in the clubhouse.
Vibes are great. Yeah, the vibes are great.
Good sign.
It could be your manager, the smoke coming out of his ears when he was laying into that umpire the other day. It was one of my favorite moments of the year. I saw that. I went, bro, I do not want to get on Schilty's bad side at all. He was fired up.
Yeah, he's got our backs. And I think that's another thing that kind of shows kind of what the group has and like the direction everybody's pulling. Like, man, it's for each other. You know, whether we're right or wrong, it's one of those things like, man, we're going to fight for each other to the end.
Man, I love to hear it. I know you got work to do and trash cans to blow up. I really appreciate your time
this morning. Before the trash cans, they were shooting toilet paper. They had like a paint roller connected to a leaf blower, and they were shooting toilet paper in the air.
Who's doing this?
What's going on?
It's at the field?
Yeah, there's probably like 4,000 people here right now watching this guy talk on stage on the first baseline.
Boy, they're really wedging in, like, money-making appearances there. Like,
I wish I could FaceTime you guys and show you what's going on.
You can. I mean, if you want
Hannah
to.
Also, Hannah just nodded in agreement.
All right.
I didn't.
This is amazing. I hate this. Jakey.
Now that I just looked at it, I think my phone's dead. I'm just kidding.
I'm so over this conversation.
Well, I'm excited to see if the dude in the front row, what is he usually, does he sit, he sits by the on-deck circle. I'm going to look for him today on the broadcast. What does he usually wear, like Rockies gear?
Yeah, he's got a Rockies polo, Rockies hat, and he's got a goatee.
All right, I'll check him out. Awesome, man. That's such killer inside info from Padres first baseman. All right, get some knocks today. Take 3 out of 4. Come on home. Another tough challenge ahead this weekend with the Phillies, but really appreciate your time.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, appreciate it, buddy.
Talk to you later.
The great Jake Cronenworth on Ben and Woods this morning. Yeah, I think you blew that one, babe. I really do. I think you could have asked him a more hard-hitting question.
No, he scorned me.
He did scorn you. Do not scorn her when it comes to
hell
real estate.
Hell hath no fury.
That's exactly right. All right, let's check traffic. We'll be back. Wrap up this day here on Ben and Woods. I loved that convo. It was awesome. I loved hearing about. I'm glad he didn't blame me for ruining, you know, getting him an 0-for-4 yesterday. I did say, man, when you have somebody on, you want them to do well, like so they're all in a good mood. He was in a fine mood, and it just reinforces exactly what Jesse Agler told us last week, that it's not that they don't care, but they got to move on to the next day. He's not going to be beating himself up as a veteran about an 0-for-4 day where he hit into a double play. He's just not. He's got another opportunity today to do it. And I'm looking at his StatCast page right now. I mean, it's just really, it's a work of art from what kind of was expected. I know he expected a lot more of himself after last year. And so far, so good, man. He really has delivered with the glove, with the bat. I know somebody made the point in the chat, oh, he's only batting .256. I'm like, all right, man. But like, still early. He's in the 3-hole. He's barreling the baseball. He's not striking out. He's not chasing, knock on wood. I hope that guy is there today to get him some knocks. That would be wild if he goes out and has another 2 hits today with that dude in the stands. But he's been such a, he's gotten so much better
on the air with us. It's just been such a fun thing to watch.
Well, it's because of you guys,
no,
too.
It is
because of the relationship that you guys have with him. Yes, you create a safe space.
He's cool. He's a cool guy. I like Jake a lot.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
Good dude.
All things aside. So it's been fun to watch him have a good start to the season, certainly.
It has been.
It has been. Yeah, I know you've had a lot of fun with it, at many people's expense. It's fine. It's what we do. Petty. We're petty people.
I mean, if you tweet something negative about Jake Cronenworth,
she's gonna get
I'm
you.
Going
she
to
will find
market,
you.
Just
yes.
so you know,
she will find
Don't
you.
Don't be sad. And in my messages,
that's right.
If I do,
she will find you and she will come after you. I did really, really like what he said about how. I mean, to hear it reinforced how they're playing for each other.
Yeah.
And how it is different, but yeah, there's a lot to like about this team right now. So yeah, they're going to take on Colorado today. People are reacting to that interview, all the receipts. Hannah and Carol keeps on Jake haters. The one question she has from is, "How's the new house?" Maybe you should be a Tommy Pham fan instead, because clearly you're all business. Yeah, she is. You really? I mean, I thought you were going to ask him like a baseball question.
No.
Nope. Just want to know how the new house is.
I have always believed in him in baseball. I just thought he had better taste in real estate agents.
He's so harsh, dude. She does not hold back.
I mean, he doesn't want the best. He doesn't want the best. That's fine.
That's fine. That's fine. It sounds like he's very happy with his new house. You guys can call us. Do we have one more pair of Padres tickets, Paulie?
No.
We don't. We give them away. Oh, my God.
Got rid of
we are done.
Who won those?
Vince
won those. Yes. Congratulations. Holy cow.
Three pairs of Padres tickets, concert tickets.
Yeah, been a busy morning.
We've had a Ben prank call.
We had spilled coffee all over the lobby. We've got a round table, which is awesome.
Love is it just table. Me, or is the round table like some of the best radio all week?
Would it be better?
Adam, it's so good.
Would it be better if we did it like every other week? Or every month.
It would be good if you did it at 9, to be honest.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I do agree. Or like even
9:30.
Or even like if you had to come back and then do it later in the day.
No. That's not going to happen.
That's what you want, yeah.
Or you could do it, I don't know, every day.
Every day round table.
That would be good. It's just so good.
We do that, actually. We do a 4-hour show, 6 to 10, where we talk all things.
You do a 4-hour show, don't you? It's not a 3-hour show.
Not a 3-hour show. It's a 4-hour show.
Is it 4 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, people really, they do, they really did, they do enjoy the round table. And I'm going to have fun with it today. I'm excited to see Annie and her questions that she has. I know Adam has probably sent her many. He has many ideas all the time, and he likes to feed people. Sammy Levitt is in the house. He's going to be on the round table today. Let's get Sammy in. Let's shoot the breeze. Samuel!
Sammy!
Come on in, buddy. You've got to help us take us home. I'm tired.
Sammy!
Very tired.
The man get ready for his postgame or pregame show.
No, he's got a round table. He's going to do the round table with us.
Yeah, it means now is his prep time for the pregame show.
He's fine. He's got
it prepped. See the pizza rush happen?
Padres on fire, right, Sammy? Chance to take three of four.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Final segment of Ben and Woods today on a Thursday. Benny on vacation. Just me and Paulie and our wives holding it down. Today, this was not planned. As much as people want to think that it wasn't. We asked for a Padre, and they gave us our pal Jake Cronenworth. It's a rare treat that we get to talk to. Rare treat we get to talk to Crony at the beginning of the season. We usually get him in spring training, and we'll say hi around the ballpark. But he joins us this morning, right here on 97.3 The Fan. Padres first baseman Jake Cronenworth. Good morning.
Hey guys.
Good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, I know you're in the lineup, so I certainly, as you always are, but I appreciate you joining us on a day where, you know, you need to get your work in, so it's very much appreciated. Do you believe in the announcer jinx? Because I think yesterday's offer was totally, totally my fault when we announced you were coming on today.
Oh, no. Is that why?
That's why. Yeah. No, you did everything right. I said, hey, we're having Crony on tomorrow. It'd be nice if he, you know, had a couple doubles, or a couple RBI, didn't hit into a double play. That'd be great. And then I watched the game, and I went, oh, my God, this is my fault. So your process was right. The approach, the work you put in was all good. It was totally on me.
No, I don't think it was on you. There's a guy who usually sits here in the front row next to the on-deck circle. And he wasn't here the first night, and I was looking for him, and I didn't get a hit. And then he showed up the second night, and I was like, no wonder I didn't get any hits. You weren't here. And then he showed up. I got three hits, and he wasn't here yesterday. But he's coming back today. So
who is this guy? He's a magician.
Padres fan? Rockies fan?
Yeah, is he a Padres fan?
No, he's a Rockies fan. He's been like a season ticket holder forever, but every time we come here, he always like yells at me. He's like, "Take it easy on us, Jake."
Oh, it's great.
He's awesome. He's such a nice guy. But I told him the other day, I said, "No wonder I didn't get any hits. You weren't here." And he showed up and I had 3 hits. But he's coming back today. So,
Big day. Big day coming for Jake Cronenworth this morning. It's been, you know, listen, man, it's been fun watching you have a good start to your season. You're barreling the ball. I don't ever go search my name on Twitter. I would imagine for baseball players, do you go and look at like your Baseball Savant page and say, "Wow, my expected batting average is really high," or "my barrel rate" and all that? I know they have that info for you. Is that something you're into?
Yeah, I think like, you know, every once in a while, you know, whether it's to kind of re-solidify what you're doing or, you know, just look at it and like be like, "Man, I'm actually like doing things really well right now, even though the results might not be there. Like, I'm doing the right things before the game. I'm doing the right things in the batter's box. I'm making the right decisions." It's just, you know, some days it's just not going my way and I'm lining out, you know, a couple times or, you know, 3 times in 2 nights. And, you know, I think it's always good to just look at it. It's reassuring, like, no, stay with what you're doing and, you know, keep going out there and having the at-bats you're going to have and good things are going to happen.
Yeah, baseball is so process-oriented. Are you? I don't know how superstitious you are. I mean, obviously you are. The guy that's sitting in the front row is going to get you knocks today. So now you've said it on the radio. We got to find this guy and maybe see if we can get him to Petco Park and you can win an MVP or something with him there. It's how superstitious are you?
Not that superstitious. I mean, I played hockey, so I have a little bit of that in me. But it's nothing crazy. Just like I always put my left sock on first and left shoe on. But I feel like that's just more routine at this point. I feel like everybody's kind of like that.
Yeah, that's OCD. My wife, Hannah, as you know, she joins us this morning. Hannah is here.
Who is that?
Did you have a question for Jay?
How's the new house?
It's great.
This is very uncomfortable. Probably just kill her mic. I wanted to ask you. I watch every second of every game, and I wonder to you, like, when you guys go and play in Coors Field. Now that's 3 games in Coors. I don't want to rub salt in the wound here. 3 games in Coors Field. Nobody's gone yard yet, and are you like, when you go play in Coors Field, are you like, "I got to get one out of here. I got to get that ball up in the air"? Do you change? I know you probably don't do it consciously, but is there something to that, like probably hitting at Yankee Stadium, "I got to yak one down the line. I have to get one out there"? Do you change it at all?
No, I think some of the best days you have here is when you try to hit a, you know, similar like when we play at Petco. I mean, such a big place, you know, you got to play with a lot of line drives and keep the ball low. But I think, you know, when you come here, I think if you keep that same approach, you're probably going to have some more success because, you know, maybe that ball you just hit out a little bit out in front, you know, somewhere else, but you hit a little more out in front here is a homer or a double. I think it just gives you more space, room for error because the gaps are so big here.
They're so big, and a double at Coors Field is awesome. I always wonder, like, when I play golf in Arizona, I swing way too hard because I think, "Oh, I can. This is going to go 330 in this dry."
Yeah, I mean,
air.
I think you'd rather try to miss in the air than on the ground here, but you know, it's not one of those things. You're like, I need to hit this ball in the air. I need to hit this ball in the air. No, I think it's just, you know, I think the more quality contact you can have here, 100% reaps the benefits.
Yeah, it's funny. We're talking to Jake Cronenworth. We talked to Adam Jones yesterday, and he said it's just such a big place. You know, a single turns into a double with these massive outfields there. Did you guys give rookie center fielder Jackson Merrill any grief at all last night for assisting that ball over the fence? I had to know this.
Not yet. unless somebody else has. I don't know. I haven't yet. That's a tough one, man.
So tough.
I don't want to get on the guy. He tried to make a great play.
He did.
I didn't even know where it hit on his glove. I don't know if it hit his palm or the top of his glove, but
he's been so good. I mean, he's been so good and playing a new position as somebody that's done that and been moved all around. I know it's for him.
He looks pretty natural out there. What is your read on him, you know, at the plate and in the field this year so far?
Yeah, in the field, he's just getting more and more comfortable out there every day. You know, it's one of those things. It's not going to be this, you know, you're going to throw a guy out there right away just because he's a great athlete. And, you know, he's going to have success, but he's worked his butt off. And it just seems like he's getting more and more comfortable out there each night. And it's great to see because, you know, when you got Toddy in right and Pro in left and him in center, you know, it's pretty dang good outfield to cover some ground and with the speed he has also. And then, I mean, the at-bats, I mean, shoot, all year have been just outstanding. I mean, he competes his butt off and he puts the ball in play and puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And, you know, what he's been doing for us at the bottom of the lineup is, you know, probably one of the biggest things for us all year, why we've been so good on the offensive side of the ball.
Talking to Padres first baseman Jake Cronenworth this morning on Ben and Woods. Now, Jake, we talked to you at spring training. You're the first player we've talked to since the season started now.
Hey.
As fans, it feels like the vibes are different and better. I mean that in a good way than they were last year. From a player's perspective, what is the feeling in the clubhouse so far this season? Is, you know, how has it been with Mike Schilt and just the vibes? They just seem better this year. From the fans' perspective, I'm curious about the player's perspective.
Oh, man, you hit it right on the head, man. I think it's been awesome. I mean, I think, you know, kind of what Schilt presented to the guys in spring training and the direction we wanted to go in with the staff and everything, and, you know, kind of letting the guys take it over from there and just kind of guiding us a little bit and into the season. Man, it's been awesome. I mean, it seems like everybody's pulling in the same direction every night. And, you know, I think the biggest thing you see is, you know, what we've done in the later innings of games, whether we're down or it's a tie game or we're up and we add some late runs. And, you know, I think the amount of big innings or quality at-bats that we've strung together in a row, you know, I think those are the things.
Whoa.
I wish you guys were here to see this. They're doing a science, technology, engineering, math day here. And they just blew up a trash can on the field with smoke everywhere. If that doesn't tell you the vibes are good in the clubhouse.
Vibes are great. Yeah, the vibes are great.
Good sign.
It could be your manager, the smoke coming out of his ears when he was laying into that umpire the other day. It was one of my favorite moments of the year. I saw that. I went, bro, I do not want to get on Schilt's bad side at all. He was fired up.
Yeah, he's got our backs, and I think that's another thing that kind of shows kind of what the group has and, like, the direction everybody's pulling. Like, man, it's for each other. You know, whether we're right or wrong, it's one of those things, like, man, we're going to fight for each other to the end.
Man, I love to hear it. I know you got work to do and trash cans to blow up. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Before the trash cans, they were shooting toilet paper. They had, like, a paint roller connected to a leaf blower, and they were shooting toilet paper in the air.
Who's doing this?
What's going on?
It's at the field?
Yeah, there's probably like 4,000 people here right now watching this guy talk on stage on the first baseline.
Boy, they're really wedging in like money-making appearances there. Like,
I wish I could FaceTime you guys and show you what's going on.
You can. I mean, if you want
Hannah
to.
Also Hannah also just nodded in agreement.
All right.
I didn't.
This is amazing. I hate this. Jakey.
Now that I just looked at it, I think my phone's dead. I'm just kidding.
I'm so over this conversation.
Well, I'm excited to see if the dude in the front row, what does he usually sit? He sits by the on deck circle. I'm going to look for him today on the broadcast. What does he usually wear? Like Rockies gear?
Yeah, he's got a Rockies polo, Rockies hat, and he's got a goatee.
All right, I'll check him out. Awesome, man. That's such killer inside info from Padres first baseman. All right, get some knocks today. Take 3 out of 4. Come on home. Another tough challenge ahead this weekend with the Phillies, but really appreciate your time.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks,
right, appreciate
guys,
it, buddy.
Always.
Talk to you later.
The great Jake Cronenworth on Ben and Woods this morning. Yeah, I think you blew that one, babe. I really do. I thought you could have asked him more hard-hitting question.
No, he scorned me.
He did scorn you. Do not scorn her when it comes to
hell
real estate.
Hell hath no fury.
That's exactly right. All right, let's check traffic. We'll be back. Wrap up this day here on Ben and Woods.
I loved that convo. It was awesome. I loved hearing about. I'm glad he didn't blame me for ruining, you know, getting him an 0-for-4 yesterday. I did say, man, when you have somebody on, you want them to do well, like so they're all in a good mood. He was in a fine mood, and it just reinforces exactly what Jesse Agler told us last week, that it's not that they don't care, but they got to move on to the next day. He's not going to be beating himself up as a veteran about an 0-for-4 day where he hit into a double play. He's just not. He's got another opportunity today to do it, and I'm looking at his StatCast page right now. I mean, it's just really, it's a work of art from what kind of was expected. I know he expected a lot more of himself after last year, and so far, so good, man. He really has delivered with the glove, with the bat. I know somebody made the point in the chat, oh, he's only batting 256. I'm like, all right, man, but like, still early. He's in the three hole. He's barreling the baseball. He's not striking out. He's not chasing, knock on wood. I hope that guy is there today to get him some knocks. That would be wild if he goes out and has another two hits today with that dude in the stands. But he's been such a he's gotten so much better on the air with us. It's just been such a fun thing to watch.
Well, it's because of you guys,
no,
too.
It is
because of the relationship that you guys have with him. Yes, you create a safe space.
He's cool. He's a cool guy. I like Jake a lot.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
Good dude.
All things aside. So it's been fun to watch him have a good start to the season, certainly.
It has been.
It has been. Yeah, I know you've had a lot of fun with it. At many people's expense, it's fine. It's what we do. Petty. We're petty people.
I mean, if you tweet something negative about Jake Cronenworth,
she's gonna get
I'm
you.
Going
she
to
will
bookmark
find
it,
you.
Just
yes.
So you know.
She will find
Don't
you.
Don't be sad. And in my messages,
that's
if
right.
I do.
She will find you, and she will come after you. I did really, really like what he said about how, I mean, to hear it reinforced, how they're playing for each other.
Yeah.
And how it is different. But yeah, there's a lot to like about this team right now. So, yeah, they're going to take on Colorado today. People reacting to that interview. All the receipts Hannah and Carol keeps on Jake Haters. The one question she has from is, how's the new house? Maybe you should be a Tommy Pham fan instead, because clearly you're all business. Yeah, she is. You really, I mean, I thought you were going to ask him like a baseball question.
No.
Nope. Just want to know how the new house is.
I've always believed in him in baseball. I just thought he had better taste in real estate agents.
That's so harsh, dude. She does not hold back.
I mean, he doesn't want the best. He doesn't want the best. That's fine.
That's fine. It sounds like he's very happy with his new house. You guys can call us. Do we have one more pair of Padres tickets, Pauly?
No.
We don't. We give them away. Oh, my God.
He's got rid of
we are done.
Who won those?
Vince
won those. Yes. Congratulations. Holy cow.
Three pairs of Padres tickets, concert tickets.
Yeah, been a busy morning.
We've had a Ben prank call.
We had spilled coffee all over the lobby. We've got a round table, which is awesome.
Is it just me, or is the round table like some of the best radio all week?
Would it be better?
Adam, it's so good.
Would it be better if we did it like every other week? Or every month.
It would be good if you did it at 9, to be honest.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I do agree. Or like even
9:30.
Or even like if you had to come back and then do it later in the day.
No. That's not going to happen.
That's what you want, yeah.
Or you could do it, I don't know, every day.
Every day, round table.
That would be good. It's just so good.
We do that, actually. We do a 4-hour show, 6 to 10, where we talk all things.
You do a 4-hour show, don't you? It's not a 3-hour show.
Not a 3-hour show. It's a 4-hour show.
Is it 4 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, people really, they do, they really did, they do enjoy the round table. And I'm going to have fun with it today. I'm excited to see Annie and her questions that she has. I know Adam has probably sent her many. He has many ideas all the time, and he likes to feed people. Sammy Levitt is in the house. He's going to be on the round table today. Let's get Sammy in. Let's shoot the breeze. Samuel!
Sammy!
Come on in, buddy. You've got to help us take us home. I'm tired.
Sammy!
Very tired.
The man get ready for his postgame or pregame show.
No, he's got a round table. He's going to do the round table with us.
Yeah, it means now is his prep time for the pregame show.
He's fine. He's got
to see the pizza rush happen.
Padres on fire, right, Sammy? Chance to take three of four.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, good opportunity to win a series. They quite frankly should win in Colorado today. And I think you hit the nail on the head earlier that, look, I think on, what is it, April 25th, you could be playing the Rockies or the A's or whoever. I don't think it's... There are any must-win games right now, but I thought, much like yesterday when they faced Ty Block, you know, a guy they've seen a bunch and they should hit, and they got him on him early and scored four runs and took a lead and then let the pitching basically do the rest. You know, similar situation today. You know, Dakota Hudson you know, no disrespect to him, but somebody they should be able to get some offense against. And look, a series in Colorado with the way the Rockies are playing right now that you should be able to win. So there you go.
And Sammy will have the, so you're going to go.
I'm sorry, did I not turn my mic on the whole time?
No, it was on.
Okay,
you're good. We got the round table. You're going to be joining us on the round table.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, and then you're going right into
yes
pregame.
Yes. Now, I'm unclear on what's happening during the 10 minutes between the
going
round
long.
Table.
Round table's going long.
What?
We had this conversation. You were there.
I was not there.
Yeah, you were.
I may duck out a little bit earlier. I got to get in here. Hey, by the way. And I know you've got an avid YouTube audience on Ben and Woods. The EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show will be on YouTube for the first time.
I love that.
Today.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yes.
So we're getting on YouTube. It'll be very bare bones, very basic, but we'll be on YouTube today. So if you want to tune in, you can go to the 97.3 The Fan YouTube. I may duck out a few minutes early. I got to get in here, get stuff ready to go. We're doing YouTube for the first time.
You got to defrost.
Am I on mushrooms, or did Pauly just say we're doing an extra 10-minute roundtable?
Well, what's the extra 10 for?
Can I be honest? I've been wondering this for a few days because it goes until 11 normally, and pregame today doesn't start till 11:10. So I said there's no way it's like a 10-minute commercial break. There's no way.
You're going to go the
And I the round I didn't table, get told anything about doing like an extra 5 minutes on pregame.
The round table's going to go till 11:04, 11:05.
Wow, you're bent out of shape about 10 minutes. This is going to be five. I bet it'll be like 5 minutes because I'm sure there's a break.
Yes, there is a break. You're going to go to about 11:05. Take it up with Adam, not me. You were in the production studio when he told us.
I just.
You threw a fit.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember any of this. It's dementia finally kicking in for me. We had this combo.
Yes.
Or maybe it's just self-preservation because we know you flip out.
Yeah, I do.
Wow. Hey, that was a good interview with Jake.
He's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was funny.
He's great. He's great. He was great, and he says clearly having a fun time at the science fair that's going on.
He's
at
just chilling at the
right
science
now.
Fair right
he's
now.
Like, yeah, there's a trash can on fire. They're shooting paper
we
towels.
See this. Yeah,
so good, man.
Are you not taking BP? Or?
Somebody asked where the polo is. It's
I got my. I'm actually wearing my 97.3 polo for the first time ever.
That's it looks nice. Great
are on you me. Going to strip right?
Oh,
what on earth?
Disgusting, isn't it? You gotta be ready. I gotta
go
straight from here.
I want to see the thing where it was on your back.
Oh, the
your horn.
Let me come see.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's just a scar now.
Yeah, it's just a scar. Yeah. Pull that down. See that scar right there?
Oh,
yeah.
Significant. Significant.
Did you get that cut off?
Yeah, per someone's request. And she asked to. It was like a little cyst or something.
Look at Sammy's skin. Okay,
oh, it's just
if anyone can appreciate a removal of a cyst, it's that skin.
So I had it cut out, and the cutting out didn't hurt one bit. And they put stitches in, and I had to miss the round table.
Oh,
and
wow,
get my stitches out. Oh my God!
And you just happened to have it scheduled during the round table.
It's
very weird,
and
right?
Adam called me.
Super
he's like,
weird.
He goes, "Hey, can you change?" I go, "I can't. I gotta get my stitches out, dude. Please,
right.
I this is important. I gotta get this done." And I did. And I told Hannah, I go, "The next cyst I get is gonna go to the grave with me because it was not
really?
The juice was not worth the squeeze, dude.
Oh,
it was
squeezing it."
It was painful when they took those stitches out.
You'll be okay.
And
I actually, in the last few months, now that we're having our dermatology segment, I got one of those like skin tags.
Yeah, I got those.
Like the first time I ever got it.
Oh,
I was, like,
now
kinda,
it's on though.
I was like kind of
it's
trying
awful.
To pick it off, and like it was kind of getting worse, and that kind of fell off.
It
on
falls
its own.
Off. Yeah, yeah. Hannah bought this
I
contraption.
Got a derm. Oh, that. That's
she bought
different.
A contraption once that has rubber bands. That will go around and it will stay on your back.
But it takes like
it
three
takes like
weeks.
3 weeks.
Dangling off all black.
It's
you're
disgusting.
Like, cool.
Wait, hold on a second. Are you wearing, Megan, a Western Metal Supply
Isn't
Company?
Isn't that cool? I love that.
It's
That's
really
pretty
sick.
Cool.
I am. I don't know your Etsy. Yeah, Big Brown Machine on Twitter, I believe.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, it looks really
That's cool.
Cool. That's a good one.
That would be a popular hat, I think, at Petco Park.
Isn't it the best?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really
Padre
dope.
Related.
It's a good lid. Yeah.
Well, tomorrow on the program, it's going to be.
So Ben's not here tomorrow.
Ben's not
either.
Here tomorrow.
Are you calling sick? Is Hannah coming back tomorrow?
Never again. Absolutely never again. It's not happening.
So how are you guys going to get through 4 hours tomorrow?
It's a great question. Replay the round table, maybe.
Yeah. There's 1 hour.
Hard-hitting draft coverage.
Yep. Oh, yeah,
hey, I did that. I did that during one of the rain delays in L.A.
You think I'm kidding? See you guys tomorrow. Thanks
bye.
For being
bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.